You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 1st, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Hidden truths of the new black recession data. The Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies recently released alarming economic figures. The organization reported that black unemployment has climbed to 7.5%. This rate is nearly double the national average of 4.4%. Experts call this severe economic downturn a black recession. This phrase describes a situation where unemployment hits a crisis level for the black community. It happens even while the national economy seems perfectly stable. The current administration under President Donald Trump authorized sweeping policy changes. These governmental shifts heavily impact the foundation of the black middle class. Recent reports point to massive federal job cuts across the country. These reductions serve as a primary driver of this recent unemployment spike. Government roles historically offered a highly reliable path for black families. Now those same professional roles face rapid and permanent elimination. The data reveals an undeniable regression of hard-earned economic progress. This reversal demands immediate attention from economists and civil rights leaders alike. To understand the current employment crisis, one must look closely at history. The federal government became a vital source of stable employment during World War II. Industrial jobs previously excluded black workers from lucrative and reliable positions. Labor leader A. Philip Randolph organized intense protests against this widespread discrimination. He threatened a massive march on the nation's capital to demand immediate change. In response, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed Executive Order 8802 into law. This groundbreaking order prohibited racial discrimination in the defense industry and the government. This historical act created the Fair Employment Practice Committee for oversight. The committee investigated formal complaints of racial discrimination in the workplace. Between 1941 and 1945, the number of black workers in the federal government tripled. Around 200,000 black citizens secured stable employment through this federal initiative. These federal jobs established a strong foundation for the black middle class. The government effectively became a safe haven for marginalized black labor. Understanding African American labor history reveals why these modern job cuts hurt so deeply. Black workers have spent decades building this economic stability through public service. The Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies uses very specific terminology. The organization coined the term black recession to describe the current economic state. This phrase is a rhetorical and analytical designation rather than a standard economic measure. It identifies a condition where black unemployment reaches approximately 7.5%. If the general population experienced this exact rate, leaders would immediately declare a national emergency. The term highlights a severe structural disparity between black and white economic health. Macroeconomic success does not frequently reach the core of the black community. Analysts use this designation to emphasize deep structural inequalities within the job market. Black communities regularly experience high unemployment and rapidly declining labor force participation. This destructive pattern happens even during periods of broader national economic expansion. The designation serves as an urgent call for highly targeted policy interventions. It provides a clear framework for understanding persistent systemic failures. Economic growth means very little if it abandons an entire demographic group. The Department of Government Efficiency launched major governmental restructuring efforts recently. President Trump established this powerful executive entity on his first day in office. Prominent business figures Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy lead this specific task force. Their primary goal is to dismantle government bureaucracy and slash federal regulations entirely. The entity received sweeping authorization to identify massive national spending cuts. This conservative mandate resulted in historically massive federal workforce reductions. The task force eliminated roughly 271,000 federal jobs in under 10 months. Black workers are heavily overrepresented in the modern federal workforce. They make up nearly 19% of all federal civil service employees. By comparison, they represent only 13% of the general national labor force. This significant imbalance means the job cuts disproportionately devastated black civil servants. The complex sharing of power between government branches dictates these sweeping workforce changes. Many critics argue that the methods resulted in the illegal firing of thousands. The recent federal job cuts did not affect all demographic groups equally. Black women experienced the absolute most severe professional setbacks during this period. Out of the 201,000 eliminated federal jobs, black women held approximately 200,000 of them. This staggering and heartbreaking figure highlights a targeted vulnerability in the workforce. Black women hold a disproportionately large share of probationary federal employment roles. These relatively new hires are always the very first to lose their positions during layoffs. Furthermore, many black women occupied important leadership roles within diversity and equity programs. The current administration explicitly targeted these specific equity programs for total elimination. These diversity initiatives previously protected newer, diverse hires from deeply biased layoff practices. Without these protections, the last hired, first fired phenomenon returned with full destructive force. Agencies with the highest black representation suffered the absolute deepest staffing reductions. The Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Housing and Urban Development faced severe cuts. These targeted reductions effectively wiped out decades of hard-earned professional progress. Job losses represent only one single part of the current economic crisis. The dangerous rollback of crucial consumer financial protections deeply exacerbates the unemployment issue. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau previously guarded vulnerable workers against predatory debt contracts. These financial protections allowed employees to navigate the complex labor market safely. The sudden withdrawal of this federal oversight created massive new barriers for vulnerable workers. Employers now frequently use training repayment agreement provisions against their own staff. These aggressive contracts require employees to pay back thousands of dollars if they leave prematurely. Companies use these specific debt instruments to trap workers in low-paying positions permanently. This malicious practice effectively freezes the labor market for those who cannot afford the arbitrary debt. The agency also previously protected workers from unlawful seizures of necessary unemployment benefits. Without these critical safeguards, black communities face increased exposure to aggressive predatory lending. This employer-driven debt serves as a massive roadblock to upward career advancement. The loss of financial oversight drives systemic job instability across the entire nation. The phrase "last hired, first fired" represents a deeply painful economic truth. This cultural adage is fully backed by decades of hard economic data. Historically, black workers are the absolute last to benefit from national economic booms. Conversely, they remain the very first employees to face termination during financial downturns. During the Great Depression, black unemployment reached a staggering 50% nationwide. This horrific rate was more than double the white unemployment rate at the time. This cruel phenomenon persists heavily throughout modern American labor market history. The pattern survived the massive 1980s manufacturing collapse and the 2008 Great Recession. Black workers frequently lack the necessary seniority to survive massive corporate or federal layoffs. Systemic bias also makes management more likely to view black employees as highly expendable. The current federal job cuts demonstrate this exact same historical pattern in real time. The removal of protective equity policies allows these biased layoff practices to flourish unchecked. Recognizing these conflicting ideologies reveals how systemic bias repeatedly undermines black economic advancement. The community must constantly fight against this deeply ingrained systemic vulnerability. Young black professionals face uniquely harsh economic conditions right now. The unemployment rate for young black workers spiked dramatically in late 2025. the specific rate skyrocketed from 18.6% to an alarming 29.8%. This extreme volatility signals a severe lack of entry-level professional career opportunities. The catastrophic spike resulted from a devastating combination of federal cuts and a government shutdown. Federal agencies traditionally serve as highly vital entry points for young workers. Internships and entry-level civil service roles provide incredibly necessary professional experience. The recent federal cuts decimated these firmly established pathways to the middle class. The 2025 government shutdown also caused mass job separations across multiple departments. These sudden separations disproportionately impacted younger workers with the absolute least seniority. Private sector hiring also declined significantly during this highly tumultuous period. This compounding issue magnified the massive loss of public sector employment opportunities. This massive barrier severely restricts the political experience of Black people seeking economic mobility. The extreme disparity in employment rates remains a historical and modern anomaly. The Black unemployment rate consistently doubles the white unemployment rate in America. In recent economic data, the white unemployment rate sits at a low 3.8%. Meanwhile, the Black unemployment rate remains painfully stuck at a high 7.5%. This exact 2-to-1 ratio has persisted steadily for nearly 7 full decades. The disparity survives robust economic expansions and severe national recessions alike. Educational achievements completely fail to erase this massive and persistent employment gap. Researchers show that the disparity remains even when comparing identical education levels. This persistent gap points directly to structural racism deeply embedded in the hiring process. Occupational segregation also plays an incredibly major role in this systemic imbalance. Black workers often find themselves heavily concentrated in highly unstable service sectors. They face completely unequal bargaining power and remain the very first to lose jobs. Legal protections alone have failed to neutralize these deep systemic barriers. Exploring exactly what Black studies is helps uncover the historical roots of these enduring disparities. Civil rights leaders demand immediate and aggressive action to reverse these damaging trends. Congressional Black Caucus Chair Yvette D. Clark strongly condemned the targeted workforce attacks. She highlighted the utterly devastating impact on Black women in federal public service. Leaders insist that the current trajectory will permanently damage the fragile Black middle class. They call for extremely urgent intervention from both public and private sectors. Experts highly recommend the immediate restoration of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. These vital programs provide essential frameworks for intentional and perfectly fair staff reductions. Leaders also push for highly targeted job creation strategies in heavily affected communities. The Joint Center constantly warns that the reversal of progress demands a serious political response. Without incredibly swift action, the current Black recession could harden into a permanent reality. True economic stability requires highly proactive policies that strongly protect vulnerable workers. The entire community must passionately demand accountability and deep systemic change. Copyright, African Elements.